If you are an emotional authority in human design, then this episode of Unjaded is for you. Here, I'm going to walk you through my lived experience because I'm really having some lessons come through. Now, my emotional authority is defined by the 4130 channel. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the different channels that might define your emotional wave and how that might play out for you, not just in terms of, well, that's your wave. It's going to be rage. It's going to be melancholy. It's going to be high highs and low lows. We're not going to talk about it like that. We're going to talk about it like, how do you actually get in something and make a freaking decision you can live with? A little bit of background for you. I am a Taurus sun, a Libra rising, and a Cancer moon. If you follow little inklings of astrology even, you know that we are in a shitstorm of astrological transits right now. There are 7 planets moving through Aries. For Taurus, we have had Uranus in our sign for almost 8 years. So we are completing this massive cycle where something has to give. Something has to give. And with this Aries transit that's moving through, our 12th house is being highlighted. And the 12th house is all about things that are hidden, maybe hidden enemies, hidden things within yourselves, all the things. I'm not telling you this for an astrology lesson. I'm just telling you this because I've been in this. I've been in this big time, and I've been in this in-between place. Maybe you feel it too in your life and in your business, no matter where your astrology is being lit up right now, because it's being lit up somewhere. And maybe you have this feeling of like, I'm in the in-between place, or, oh, I'm ready to go, or, oh my God, I got to drop something. Something is coming through for each of us right now. And there's been a lot going on in my life and business in the past at least year. I've talked about it a little bit here, how I went into an in-person retail space and I had waited about a year for that decision. I just kept feeling my way through it as an emotional authority, feeling my way through it. And then I got in there and I continued to feel my way through it. And I'm going to share with you a lot of the lessons that have come through between that and between the opening of the online shop Blue Sparrow, because it matters for you. It matters for you and how you use your emotional authority. In the human design space, a lot of what we're told as emotional authorities is to sit back and wait. There's no truth in the now. Clarity comes over time, which is true. And I'm going to challenge you to be in motion while you're waiting. Now, that's going to be different based on your human design type, based on your profile, based on the nuances in your design. I'll walk you through mine and I'll share a little bit of how this might apply to you if you're a different type, if you're a different profile. If you have a different channel than me, we're going to walk through all of the nitty-gritty of this emotional system today through my lived experience, through the lens of my lived experience. So for me, as an emotional manifesting generator, for you, if you are a manifesting generator, you really need to be in motion in order to feel the things that you're going to feel. Most of us as MGs are not going to sit on the sidelines and just wait for this clarity to come through without doing anything. We have these massive auras. We have the biggest aura in human design, and we're trying to pull all of our subconscious is trying to pull all of the experiences to us that we're meant to have all the time. And if you, as an emotional MG, sit on the sidelines and wait for clarity, nothing is going to happen. The frustration is going to build. So I'm going to walk you through my lived experience here. I was going into an in-person retail shop. I had this craving, this pull towards it, all these things for me to respond to as an MG for almost a year before I actually made the decision. I had to get in it. I had to do it. This was not me being impulsive. This was not me, just me being a manifesting generator in the pivot. I didn't drop everything else in my life, but I knew I had to get in it. On some level, I knew I had to get in it to actually experience it, to have the things that I needed to respond to. Now, as an emotional authority, no matter what your type is, your job when you're in something is to feel your way through it. That your only job is to feel. How does this feel? How does this feel? How does this feel? How does this feel? What am I feeling in my body? What's moving through me? It's not to get in your head and analyze it. It's to actually be in it. So as a generator type, a manifesting generator, you're going to be given things to respond to. Notice how you feel as you respond. As a projector, you may get invitations. You may be recognized for different things as you're in it. You may be evaluating systems. You may be really intently looking at something, deeply focused on something, and feeling what you need to feel in that focus. It's not about thinking. It's not about getting in your head. As a manifester, you may be initiating things. Notice how it feels as you initiate. Notice what longs to come through your voice, what you long to give words to. So for me, as an emotional MG, I really allowed myself to feel the feels through this in-person business. It did not feel right. From the very beginning, there were things that did not feel right. Some things were amazing, but a lot of things did not feel right. And I've really noticed through this Uranus transit that I've been in and the things that I'm learning to trust myself more and the things that I'm learning to lean into my intuition more, I'm trusting earlier that if something is not right, I can drop it. And if you're a manifesting generator as well, you may have a lot of conditioning around this need to drop something that isn't feeling right. Because we are conditioned to try to stick to one thing. We're conditioned to like try to make it work. Don't pivot. Don't add another thing. And what I'm saying is that as a manifesting generator, you have to add the things. You have to get in it. You have to be in it. Allow yourself to experience all of it. If you're a generator, allow yourself to go through that step-by-step-by-step process that you have and stay in your body. Generators, I find more than any other type, get stuck in their heads. They have all of this energy, this sacral energy moving through them, and they long for that step-by-step process, so they get stuck in their heads. So let's talk about your emotional system specifically. There are different channels in the emotional system. You are going to have, if you are an emotional authority, you are either going to have your emotional solar plexus connected to your throat center, your will center, your sacral center, or your root center. So we're going to start with the root. The root has three potential channels: a tribal channel, the 1949, an individual channel, the 3955, and a collective channel, the 4130. This is mine. If you have abstract circuitry, collective abstract circuitry in your emotional system, this would be either the 4130 from the root to the emotional solar plexus or the 3536 from the emotional solar plexus to the throat. This is based on desire. You're gonna need to feel your desires. You're going to need to experience your desires in order to understand what's right for you. You cannot do this from the sideline. You can't. You can't sit through your emotional wave looking at it from your head and feel what's right for you. You have to get in it. Now, does that mean you need to start a whole business to feel your way through it? Probably not. For me, that's a lot of how I operate. I build the thing, I get in it, I see what needs to change, I pivot, I move to the next thing. Manifesting generator. You may be different, but with this abstract circuitry, this collective abstract circuitry, your feeling state is going to be based on desire. You're going to have high highs and low lows, and that's okay. For me, my daughter, one of my daughters, and my husband, they're both sacral. And they can see very clearly, very early, what I need to do. But I still have to go through it and feel it. I still have to have my high highs, my low lows. Sometimes I feel like I'm crazy with my high highs and low lows. But I have to be in it and feel it. And you do as well with this collective circuitry in your emotional system. The individual circuit. Oh, and that's what I was going to say about the root. With the root center, the channels from the root to the emotional solar plexus. So again, the 1949 tribal, 3955 individual, 4130 collective. It's adrenalized emotions. So if you have one of these channels and you feel this great pressure for a feeling to change, that's how you're designed. You have adrenalized emotions running through your body. Pressure, 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 pressure for a feeling to change. With the individual circuitry here, so the 3955, you'll have this with the 1222 up to the throat as well. You have a deep melancholy. You cannot bypass that melancholy. If you have an individual channel that defines your emotional wave, you are going to have melancholy in your design. And you need to get in it, and you need to be in it, and you need to feel it. Again, it's not sitting on the sidelines waiting for some mysterious wave to pass, waiting for this low to hit, and then evaluating it with your head. It's actually getting in the wave, being in the melancholy, sitting in the discomfort of it. That's where the gold is. So individual circuitry has a pulse. It operates in a pulse. And there are times where you don't know. You just don't know. You just have to move through it. You just have to be in that not knowing. And then when you know, you know. So how can you trust that? Even though we're told we're never going to be 100% clear, you probably know how that feels in your body when you get this absolute knowing. And then we have the tribal energy in the emotional system. So if you have tribal energy in your emotional system, you could have the 3740 connecting the will center. And the will center is all about being resourced and proving yourself. You have something to prove. So for you, there may be a pressure to prove something. There may be a pressure around this energy of friends, family, community, agreements. Tribal circuitry is all about agreements and bargains. So whether you have the 4037 or the 1949 or the 596, there is some energy there for you around having the agreements in place. So maybe you get into something and you see where the agreements are not in place and you know that that has to change. You feel in your body how that has to change. You feel how it's not going to play out well. With the 4037, you're going to be driven to resource your tribe. You're going to be driven to get those agreements in place so that your tribe is taken care of. With the 59.6, this is not so severe a wave. This is the wave that starts it all. It's a little more even keel, little wee ups and downs. It really is about, are you with the right people? Are you bonding with the right people? Yes, are the right agreements in place? It is tribal energy. It's always going to be based on that. Are these people the right people for you to make agreements with? Is it right for you to bond with people in this way? This is sacral energy. Sacral energy is all about, do I have the energy for these people now? Do I have the energy for this experience with these people now? And then we have the 1949. And 1949, again, is adrenalized because it's coming off the root. It goes from the root to the emotional solar plexus. Adrenalized emotion. Super tribal. This 1949 channel, you need a roof over your head, people who love you, community that supports you. Food is important. Meals around the table is important with this channel in your design. Again, it's the right agreements. And this can be really small agreements. I'll take out the garbage if you do the dishes. It can be simple agreements or big agreements. What are you doing with this energy defining your wave? You are getting in the experience and seeing if those agreements are in place, seeing if that works for you. How does it feel when you're in it? Not what does my head say the agreement should be? What does my body say it could feel like? How could it be different? Is this the right thing for me or not? So there's a lot of different energies. I'm going to give you another little thing about the waves that's interesting. I always find it interesting. Collective energies, collective circuitry, anywhere in your design, not just in your emotional system, but collective energies are visual. So you may also, while you're in your situation, while you're allowing yourself to be in it, you may also see things. You may get a clearer vision as you're feeling your way through. Tribal circuitry is tactile. It's based on touch. So you may actually feel touch. You may actually be able to touch something and translate that information into a feeling in your body. Someone may touch you and be able to shift your mood, be able to help you see something different. And individual energy is acoustic. So open up your listening ears. Things are trying to come through you so that you can feel them. More than anything, allow yourself to be in the experience that you're trying to feel your way through. In my own life and business, I went through this process of the in-person retail shop. And I knew fairly early on, I was trying to make it work. I was still trying to make it work. And nothing was horribly wrong. Please don't hear that. It's just that it didn't feel right. I've talked about it before on the podcast that the location really didn't feel right. I did not feel like I was in the right place ever. And as a second line profile, that's really important that you feel like you're in the right place. And I did not. I had known from the very beginning that I was going to have an online store. I had been working on that from the very beginning. Still, I had to get in the online store. I talked about that on this podcast a couple episodes ago, how I went ahead and opened, even though I wasn't quite ready. We're never quite ready. I went ahead and opened because I needed to get in it to have the feeling run through my system so that I could feel, I could fulfill my desires with my 4130 channel. I could see what was out of whack. Abstract circuitry, the 4130 is abstract. Abstract circuitry takes the lessons and brings them forward so that other people can learn from them. I needed to get in it to be able to do that, to be able to feel it clearly for myself. And even now, there are so many things coming through this online business or trying to come through this online business that I am, again, with this Uranus Taurus, I know I'm mixing up a lot of modalities here. I know that if you're here for it, you're here for it. I know that things are changing in my world. And I know that I have to be in them to feel my way through the changes. And that's one of the places that is going to be the greatest gift in your design if you're an emotional authority. And it's also going to be one of the greatest challenges. Because I feel like the entire world, especially the business world, wants us to decide things quickly. Doesn't want us to make mistakes. Now, we know that in human design that business is third line. Business is getting in it, taking the risk, whether you're an emotional authority or not, doing the thing and learning from it. And as an emotional authority, you're feeling your way through that whole time. So you gotta let yourself third line it in your business. I know that that was a lot to unpack. I trust that there was some juice in there for you to look at your own human design and how it works. And really let it be okay that you're here to feel your way through. Give yourself the time and the space that you need and you deserve to sit with things as you're moving through them. Don't sit on the sidelines and wait for this mysterious wave to move through your body for you to make a business decision. Get in the thing so that you have the information that you need in your body to feel through the decision. I would love to hear from you. If this resonates with you, if you think I'm absolutely batshit crazy, whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you on how this lands for you as an emotional authority. I'm going to put my SpeakPipe link in the show notes for you so that you can actually send me a voice note about what you feel around this. And I'm going to put my Instagram in there so that you can reach out to me on Instagram and have a conversation about it if it lands for you or if you're like, I don't quite get it, I don't agree with it, whatever. Let's talk about it.